Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us as we take a look at the book. You know, everybody wants to know, well, in the Bible, there is a name mentioned of a nation that will come against Israel in the last days. In fact, there are a number of names found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Ezekiel, chapter 38, and Psalm, chapter 83. Well, if you would like to understand who the Lord, through those ancient Jewish prophets, was referring to today, then it'll be a big help if you get a copy of our 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We're going to look at that, in fact, as they will come together to form a coalition to go against the Jewish state. That's the title of our study today, Alignment of the Nations. It's the same title of our entire series. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. But first, let's listen to the Alignment of the Nations.
What else is going to happen? Who's next? Go to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. Now we've seen all of Europe, the revived Roman Empire, come into position in prophecy. Let's go to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11 is one of the most exciting books, chapters in any book in the Bible. It is fantastic. There's more prophecy in Daniel chapter 11. If you've never studied it, it's unbelievable. It has 5 personalities in Daniel chapter 11. And these personalities all have come into existence. Daniel prophesies 50 years before one thing happens. He prophesies 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 360 years, and everything comes true. Now let me just, I'll not take time to develop that, but let me just bring you to verse 40 of Daniel chapter 11. We get to verse 40, he says a very interesting statement here. Remember, when we were looking at Daniel chapter 10 the other day, the messenger coming from heaven had this prophecy for Daniel. This is what that messenger brought to Daniel. Now look what he says here, just a portion of it, verse 40. And at the time of the end, man, you cannot be much more definite than that. Look back here in verse 36, it says it again. Verse 36, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. Now, what was going to happen? When is that going to take place? Look at verse 35. And some of them, understand, shall fall to try him and to purge and to make them white even to the time of the end. He's setting up the scene. Look over here in chapter 12. In chapter 12 and in verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even till the time of the end. He's talking about the time in which we're living, the time of the end. How do I know that? Because he's going to now tell us back here in verse 40. At the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. Now, we've got 3 entities there. The king of the south, the king of the north, and him. In verses 40 to 45, he, his, and him pronouns are used 14 times. Each of these, and let me cheat just for a few moments. I'll not develop this, but just accept it, and we can talk about it later if you want to. Each of these pronouns are referring to the Antichrist. So it says then the king of the south and the king of the north are going to push against the Antichrist. When in the world does that take place? Well, in the context and reading it, verse 41 says, and he, that's the Antichrist, shall enter also into the glorious land. Now, the glorious land happens to be Israel. So the Antichrist is going to come. He comes to power, and again, I'll take this tomorrow in the city of Rome. He comes to power, but then the revived Roman Empire in position because the Antichrist is on the scene. The king of the south and the king of the north are going to come against him. If you go back earlier in chapter 11, verses 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in there it's talking about, and it lays out the time when Alexander the Great comes to power. Alexander the Great comes to power at 32 years of age. He dies as a drunkard and a man with syphilis in the city of Babylon. Quite interesting. Babylon, which he was refurbishing at the time. And at that point in time, his kingdom is divided into four parts: north, south, east, and west. In a description earlier in chapter 11, the north basically is defined as what we know as modern-day Syria. The south is defined as what we know as modern-day Egypt. Again, each of these could be developed over an hour. I just don't have time to do that, but please accept where we're going here, okay? So now the next scenario, after the revived Roman Empire come into existence, the Antichrist comes and confirms a peace agreement with the state of Israel, so they're now at peace. You have the king of the north, Syria, and the king of the south, Egypt, ready to make their move against him, it says. Wait a minute. What did him, Antichrist, do? He confirmed a peace agreement with Israel. And by doing that, what did he say? I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about a thing. I've got it all under control. And the Jewish people will give over to him the responsibility of their protection. I always thought that would never come to happen until I lived through the Gulf crisis in the city of Jerusalem. When I personally saw 39 Scud attacks take place on the state of Israel. Do you imagine the psyche of a Jew putting on a gas mask, having lost family members to gas chambers, and not responding? Oh, they were ready. Every F-16 was on the ramp. Pilots were in those cockpits. Canopy was down. Engine was running. Foot on the brake. They were ready to be released to go. But they did not retaliate. For the first time in 4,000 years, the Jewish people never retaliated against somebody attacking them. What did they do? They gave over to the United States the responsibility of protection. Oh, the United States sent in the Patriot missiles. Let me tell you something. At the president's house, right after the Gulf crisis, I didn't read this in a newspaper, I asked Moshe Evans, who was, during the Gulf crisis, the defense minister of Israel. I said, Mr. Minister, did the Patriot missile effectively protect Israel? He said, Jimmy, maybe one Patriot stopped one Scud out of 39 attacks. It was a total flop. But the Jewish mindset was moved to a position where somebody else could protect them. And so what it's saying here in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 and 41, is that the king of the north, Syria, and the king of the south, Egypt, are going to come against Israel. Because if I say to this dear lady right here, I'm going to confirm a contract with you that I will protect you no matter what happens. If he attacks her, it's like him attacking me, because I've committed to her to take care of her. And so that's what it's talking about in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 and 41, that Syria is going to make their way against Israel. And Egypt at the same time will put the squeeze on from the south and make its way against Israel. When the Antichrist is in power, when the Antichrist has responsibility of protecting the Jewish people. Look with me in Daniel 11 again. I'm going to leave Israel under attack from Syria in the north and Egypt in the south. We'll get back to that tomorrow. But look here at verse 43. But he, Antichrist, shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians. Isn't that interesting? Shall be at his steps. In other words, he goes to Egypt, he takes control of Egypt, he turns around, he starts back towards Jerusalem, and as he's going back at his steps, it's like when we were going to Tennessee Temple, we had this little cat called Puffy. Now, I want to tell you something, maybe there are cat lovers here. I hate cats with a passion because of Puffy. Please excuse me. That Puffy, you know, in the middle of the night, she would lay under the end of my bed, and I would get up about 3 o'clock, you know, to go do, you know, and I would be walking towards the bathroom in the dark, feeling my way through, a puffy would tack the heel. Ah! I didn't have to go to the bathroom anymore. I had all taken care of. That puffy! They're going to kill that cat. You know what I'm talking about. Now he goes down to Egypt. He turns around. He starts to make his way back towards Jerusalem. And as he does, at his heels, little puffy, at his heels is Ethiopia, is Libya. Then look what it says. Not only Ethiopia and Libya, verse 44, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Now we're getting the northwest, east, and south again. Out of the north. By the way, this is different than the king of the north, because we will see tomorrow that he has destroyed the king of the north, Syria. This is farther north. All direction in the Bible is based upon the city of Jerusalem. Ezekiel 5:5, remember I said it the first day, is putting Jerusalem in the center of the earth and all the nations around her. King of the north. And then out of the east. And then in the west, Libya. In the south, Sudan and Ethiopia. That's a coalition already mentioned. Ezekiel chapter 38. Look back over here. Ezekiel chapter 38.
You've been listening to a Bible study that is focusing in on what will happen in the last days as the nations come together to go against the Jewish state, forming a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the map. As has been said by the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and in fact even the leadership of Hamas has called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Well, that all comes together in the alignment of the nations. You need to have your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. It'll help you understand what is going on even as we have been studying together. In order for you to get your copy of Alignment of the Nations, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and you can go to the shopping mall and make your order. Or if you'd like to call our toll-free number, there are people in the office standing by to assist you. That toll-free number is 877-674-3298. That's 877-674-3298. Make your order today of Alignment of the Nations. And by the way, as you study through this alignment of the nations, you'll realize that we are quickly approaching the time of the rapture, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...